You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX news update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A messy winter storm system is set to impact the Coulee region today and tomorrow. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A big storm is slamming the state today, with rain ramping up tonight and flipping to snow through Wednesday, where over a half of a foot of snow is expected in north and western parts of the state, and much less elsewhere. However, winds will be strong statewide, gusting up to 40 miles per hour at times. This will create some whiteout conditions no matter how much snow you get. It'll also be a heavy, wet, and slushy snow type.
Blizzard warnings have been posted to our west, while Wisconsin has winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories in effect through tomorrow night. Three committees will meet today for the city of La Crosse. The Arts Board will discuss proposed changes to this year's annual grant program. The Library Board is meeting to go over staff restructuring, a grant project, and an annual report. Finally, the Judiciary and Administration Committee is meeting to go over several license applications, as well as approve rezoning the 400 block of West Avenue North to allow construction of a mixed-use building, as well as two condo buildings on Highway 16. A man was rescued while his house was on fire in Buffalo County this weekend. According to Buffalo County officials, two off-duty first responders were able to wake up a 50-year-old man who was asleep while his house was on fire. The first responder saw smoke coming from a home and noticed lights on inside. After being woken up, the home's resident was able to get out of the house with his dog. Neither were hurt in the fire. The fire, which started near the chimney, was put out, limiting damage to one corner of the house. The School District of Onalaska announced its three finalists for superintendent. Ben Barton, the superintendent for Princeton in Minnesota since 2018 and a former administrator at La Crescent and Caledonia. Dr. Rainey Briggs, the superintendent at Baraboo and Viterbo graduate who previously worked at multiple schools in Dane County. And LaLeisha Olson, principal at Northern Hills Elementary in Onalaska, who is a UW La Crosse and Winona State graduate who also worked in the Holman School District. Interviews and a public forum are set for Thursday.
A pause on USDA funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative by the Trump administration is affecting at least one local business. The Birch Point Distillery in West now faces an uncertain future after the funding was interrupted. Owners have already invested $80,000 of their own money into the business. In Wisconsin, $6.5 million is being withheld for 88 dairy businesses. All told, the funding affects over 400 businesses nationwide to the tune of $30 million, which was already approved by Congress. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is heading to western Wisconsin later this week to visit Republican districts in support of Democratic politicians and liberal candidates on the spring nonpartisan ballot. Sanders will appear at Altoona High School on Saturday. According to a statement, Sanders' office said that he's holding the events to push back against the current presidential administration and to put pressure on congressmen like Derek Van Orden to vote against cuts to public services such as Social Security. Van Orden criticized the planned appearance. New Trump administration tariffs are going into effect. Taxes will increase on goods from three of the United States' largest trade partners. With more, here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin farmers are bracing for impact. Farmers would be affected twofold, on exporting their products, and tariffs would raise prices on things like fertilizer and equipment parts necessary to their operations. In 2023, Wisconsin exported almost $4 billion worth of agricultural products. China, Canada, and Mexico are some of the state's largest trade partners. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Consumers, especially farmers, are expected to take on the brunt of the cost increases due to the tariffs. One eastern Wisconsin farmer said that they lost 60% of their revenue due to tariffs during Trump's first term. Layoffs are underway at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which includes the National Weather Service. Hundreds of employees have already been let go by the Trump administration, with more layoffs expected today. Some of the workers fired include computer engineers, meteorologists, and researchers, including at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory, Hurricane Research Division, Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, and a division that develops weather models for the United States.
Wisconsin has so far largely been spared the harshest effects of the bird flu in livestock, but after bans on dairy cows at livestock shows and spread among poultry flocks in the state, it's joining a multi-state effort to test for bird flu in dairy cows. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Cows will soon start to get tested for bird flu. Wisconsin is set to begin testing its dairy cows for bird flu as part of the USDA's national milk testing strategy. The state joins a nationwide surveillance effort that already includes 45 states.
Funding for the testing, as well as potential vaccination of poultry flocks, is still up in the air as the Trump administration continues to cut federal government services.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission said that an audit of the state's voting machines found that there were no votes counted incorrectly, changed, or missed. The audit's results also show showed that no voting machine or software had been hacked or tampered with. The post-election audit involved 336 randomly selected municipalities and over 327,000 ballots, or about 10% of all ballots cast in the 2024 election. It was the largest post-election audit ever done in the state of Wisconsin. The audits are required by statute. The boys basketball tournament begins tonight with home teams including Sparta, Toma, and Luther. Teams tonight play into the regional semifinals on Friday, where the full tournament field will be in action. On Thursday, girls basketball regional champions West Salem, Aquinas, Blair Taylor, and Oliva Strumble play in sectional semifinals. It's also the start of state hockey. On Friday, state gymnastics and state team wrestling begin, with Holman competing in Division I at team wrestling in Madison Friday and Saturday. A potent winter storm system is arriving in southeastern Minnesota and western Wisconsin tonight, with blizzard and winter storm warnings posted in our area. The city of La Crosse is in line for 3 to 6 inches of snow. Strong winds will create whiteout conditions due to the blowing snow. Today, before the snow, up to an inch of rain could fall. Highs will stay in the 30s. The biggest impacts will be between midnight and noon, with snow moving out tomorrow evening. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Another Brewers pitcher injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says he now has half a dozen pitchers dealing with injuries in spring training. The latest, Aaron Ashby, the lefty pitching last night against the Reds, had to leave the game with an apparent strained oblique muscle. The Reds went on to win 5-4. Ashby to undergo an MRI.
Even though it's frustrating, but just kind of, you know, what the timing feels like going on the mound.
The team assigned 36-year-old lefty Jose Quintana, who spent the last 2 years with the New York Mets. Basketball tonight. The Bucks are on the road in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. College hoops, number 12 ranked Wisconsin in the Twin Cities, 7:30 tomorrow night for a border battle with Minnesota. Did the Badgers' lack of shots fail them at Michigan State Sunday? Greg Gard.
Yeah, well, we had three possessions there at the end where we kind of had ball screen defense breakdowns is a word I'll use because I'm not going to use the word I use with the team.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated 6 times and won 5. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly 4-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothy Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Anora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Anora was the talk of the night, as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Anora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. It was a bit of a slow weekend at the box office. Prognosticators say that is most likely due to the fact that it was Oscar weekend. Captain America Brave New World was #1 at theaters for a 3rd week in a row. The news is a bit of a surprise, as it did not review particularly well with critics or audiences. The film pulled in $15 million over the weekend, bringing its total to $163 million domestically. This is a bit of a surprise because movie-going audiences who like a little action had another choice in the film Last Breath, a film about a scuba diving team trying to rescue one of their own. Last Breath drew a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes and has decent star power, with Woody Harrelson leading the cast. Coming in 3rd place was the horror film The Monkey in its 2nd week of release, and holding down 4th place was Paddington in Peru. 5th place, Dogman, which has shown incredible staying power. Get it? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Rain by late this afternoon through tonight, and then rain will change to snow late tonight with snow continuing through much of Wednesday. We could get 4 to 6 or more inches of accumulation with strong northerly wind gusting from 35 to 45, creating blowing snow through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.